This evening, I'd like to talk about the nature of giving and how it's an important habit for us to have as Christians. There are quite a bit of different things we can give: money, possessions, our time, respect, thanks, praise, compliments, loyalty, advice, and our love, to name some. Paul recalls Jesus' truth on giving in Acts 20, verse 35, where Jesus says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The significance of giving is that it is essentially a selfless act. When your thoughts are on the welfare of others instead of just yourself, the Apostle John illustrates in 1 John 3:17 that the love of God doesn't abide in a selfish person. You'll go ahead and turn with me there to 1 John 3:15. It reads, oh, sorry, 1 John 3:17. "But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" So you can see that a selfish person doesn't have other people's welfare on their thoughts. They are thinking about only themselves. To truly love is to give freely without expecting anything in return. If you'll turn to Romans 12, verse 9 through 13, it explains that giving is Christian behavior and part of the work of the church. Romans 12, verse 9 through 13 reads, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality." Paul explains in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 8, how to give, to do so generously with joy. If you'll turn with me there to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 8. It reads, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have abundance for every good work." An example is made in Luke 3, verse 11, to give in a greater manner, to give sacrificially. This is the greatest type of giving because it shows where our cares truly lie. If you'll turn with me, Luke 3, verse 11. It reads, "He answered and said to them, he who has two tunics, let him let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise. So it's important to share when we have, when we can do so out of our wealth in abundance, because it shows that we can, that we care for others. That we choose the care of our neighbors over the things that are of great value to us. Jesus explains in John 15, verse 13, that giving your own life for others is the greatest form of love. If you'll turn with me to John 15, verse 13, it reads, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Jesus did that for us. He gave his life for us that we may live. And God gave us Jesus so that we may be with him. We are commanded to love God with all our capability and to love others as ourselves. So, my friends, I encourage all of you to never stop seeking ways to give to God our Father and others in love.